from 4 till 7.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
It's 5:30. A community group has launched a new online magazine. It's called New Town Magazine. It serves the people in that part of Cambridge. And one of the organisers is Caroline Shepherd, and she is with me now. Hello, Caroline.
Hello, Julian.
Thank you very much for coming in. Now, for those people like myself who are a bit challenged in the geography department, whereabouts are the borders of New Town? Where kind of does it stretch to? What roads and streets will people know?
A lot of people ask that question, actually. Well, if you think of the area bounded by Hills Road and Trumpington Road, and then Lensfield Road as you go into Cambridge, and Brooklands Avenue as you come out, and that's the sort of the area we're talking about. But it does, in fact, creep over Hills Road into Glisson Street and those areas as well.
So one of those strange sort of boundaries divided up. But I forget how long ago it was decided, actually.
Well,
some
I don't know,
considerable time ago, wasn't it?
I can tell you when they built it in 1850, when they started to build all that area, and they called it Newtown. It was like a development that we have today. But it was so far out of Cambridge when they built it, they called it New Zealand.
Oh, really? So like, it's like, I guess, a lot of these areas. It's sort of, you know, built at the time in the same way that we often hear the tale of how the station ended up exactly where it was. But now, of course, the station, you could argue it is in the centre of town, but
it wasn't when
the thing was built.
Yes.
Okay, so how did the idea of the magazine come about?
Right, well, there was a project I'd had in my own mind for a long time. I was the councillor for that ward some time ago, and I was health spokes briefly, and one of the things that we were taught in various committees and things that I went to was that to keep a community healthy and having a really good time of life, you need to have networks, social networks. You need to know your neighbours. And in fact, we know about 5 a day and exercise, but knowing your neighbours, contributing, having social activities to go to, this is by far and away the most important thing.
And by neighbours here, you don't just presumably mean the people on either side of you mean perhaps the people over the road or diagonally across.
People in your local community. Yeah, exactly that. So the idea was that we could try and launch some kind of community network that could do this for people in an urban setting who you might not know your neighbours very easily. You might not meet them. Everyone gets into their car and jumps off in the morning to work. You don't get a chance to meet your neighbours half the time.
And what can a publication like that do that a newspaper can't? You know, if you look through any local newspaper, the Cambridge News has it as well. I forget which day. It might be every day a different area. You see sort of like the community news of, you know, what's happening, the whist drives and that sort of thing. What can you do that can't be covered in a publication like that? Because I guess you're online. That's the thing we should make clear at this point.
Yes. It's not really an online magazine as such, even though we call it the New Town Magazine. But it's got 3 distinct sections to it. And we've launched the first section. We launched it last Thursday. It is online and it's interactive. So it's not that we produce a magazine and put it up for people to look at on the web. It's a community thing. People upload their own articles. We don't upload articles. Individual people do. So the idea is that you could upload a little piece about the street where you live, its history, its architecture. You could talk about the people who live there. We fancied having an idea about meet the neighbours. You know, there are amazing people who live in Newtown who do the most wonderful things. Your neighbours could be Nobel Prize laureates. They could be musicians, painters, architects. They could do the most wonderful things. There's a lady that does wonderful volunteering at Addenbrookes for years and years has done it, unsung. So the idea is that we can just celebrate all this lovely activity and what's going on by just uploading little articles about the area.
It makes me think that something like this might in previous years be done by the church. I know from some of the villages outside of Cambridge, you still have the church which runs the parish magazine, as it would be called.
Yes.
Is this in a way a contemporary version of
it's
that
exactly
sort of thing?
Like that, a sort of parish magazine. And then the second section is what we're calling, it's called public information. And it will include a gazetteer. And I've been to nearly all the shops and businesses in that area, and there will be a public information page with all the details of all the businesses that go on, what they do, opening hours, whether or not they're having a sale, their website so that you can book your eye appointments through the opticians directly, order your pizzas through looking at the scanned brochures of what's on their menus and what have you, details of church services, and also loads of links to public information systems so that when you want to report a blocked drain or a light that's not working and you've no idea how to do it or what number was it for the police because they've changed it again or what are the hours for Sunday openings for chemists.
I know the health service are changing theirs.
Well, exactly.
Actually. We've got a note from that today.
Yes, we are.
Mind you, I don't think I knew the old number either, it doesn't really make much difference.
Me too, I didn't know either. So, and that's the second section we've got to get full of loads of information and that isn't at the moment. So anybody who wants to can upload, if you're in an emergency, I happen to know a really good plumber or this kind of thing. All that sort of stuff we have to upload.
I could have done with a plumber a few Sunday mornings ago, actually, when I had a choice of lots of water or none at all.
Oh,
I chose none whilst I went to try and resolve the problem.
I mean, it's an absolute disaster, isn't it, when that happens?
I don't even want to go there. Not to mention the locking out last week. Yeah. That's another story. An emergency locksmith at 11 o'clock or a night in the travel lodge. Did you consider doing it in the paper format and putting it through people's letterboxes?
Well, yes, but one of the thoughts was, I should say that the last thing I did as a councillor was to apply for a grant from the City Council, and they provided the money to launch this thing, so I must acknowledge that. This is funded by them, so thank you very much, the City Council, for the money.
But it can be expensive with hosting costs, and which can also go up if you become popular, of course.
Well, indeed.
Blessing and a curse.
Yes, that's why we need a little bit of support from local businesses and shops and what have you, and we are asking a little bit of support from them, and we have had it. So again, I must thank the Lees School, Perth School, the Christian Science Church in Panton Street, St Mary's School, and Richard Sounds, the hi-fi specialists on Hills Road. They've all pledged to help and support us with this. We don't need a vast amount of money, just a little bit, as you say, to pay the hosting costs, and then that's done and we can get on with running the magazine and not having to worry about money.
Mm. The other thing which strikes me here is that we often hear about the Mill Road, of course.
Yes.
We hear about, sometimes about Arbury as well.
Yes.
But there are other areas within Cambridge,
yes.
And it kind of strikes me that maybe they don't shout them about themselves enough. You know, there are communities there, and you hear a little bit the ones that perhaps do street fairs. I remember I covered one in Covent Garden during the summer. There's one along Gwydir Street as well, not to mention, of course, our friends at PACT who are doing the event on Norfolk Street.
Yes.
But there are other areas,
yes.
And I don't know, does something like this help maybe, you know, push your head above the water just a little bit more?
Well, we're not in competition.
No, I didn't say you weren't, although it would be fun, wouldn't it, to have a sort of inter-area
the best street party or something. Yeah,
yeah,
maybe.
I like that as an idea.
But the idea behind it was that we've launched it to help run this thing called, we're calling a social network. And this is the idea whereby we try to put neighbour in touch with neighbour. So if you need something or if you have a problem or an issue, we try and put you in touch with people who can perhaps help out. Mm. So perhaps you need to get to Adam Brooks on a Sunday, there's no buses and it's an emergency. Somebody else has got a car, could just nip you down there. We try and put people together like that. So it's really an enabling thing to get us started to launch this social network idea. By the way, we need a name for it. So if you can ask your listeners to think of a name, that would be great.
A name for Newtown Social Network. Bearing in mind we've just had the webcam called Dave,
yes.
I wouldn't hold your hopes up too high.
But, I don't know.
Newtown Dave. Social Network, need a name, please.
That's a bit boring, isn't it? We need something a bit more jazzy than that.
Felicity.
Well, why not? Yeah, okay. And then we can have events and loads of, you know, we can organise events and we can do that using the network easier than having to go around knocking on doors, word of mouth, putting leaflets through doors to tell people what's going on.
This is quite interesting because I know, you know, my next door neighbour who has lived in the house next door to me since something like 15 years before I was born will happily tell me about how, you know, not that long ago, relatively speaking, she could actually shout down the street whilst people were putting their washing lines up, washing out on a Monday morning, and can't do it now because there's too many trees in the way. But the point is, she would know who all the people were in each successive garden, and we don't know now, so we don't know who might be able to do this or that, who's the vet, who's the, I don't know, the expert seamstress, or as you mentioned, the Addenbrookes lady.
Yes, well, I mean, one of the ideas we thought to have first off would be a teaching on computers, because the schools have offered us their help and their facilities. And so anybody who really doesn't know how to do emails and things and webs and all the rest of it and are completely fazed by it, and that involves most of us, I think, at some point, we can together support each other in a really friendly, sociable way, help people find their way around the computer world. That kind of thing.
No, absolutely. Well, best of luck with the project. If somebody wants to find out, is in the Newtown area, hasn't seen it, or just outside and wants to visit, how do they find out?
Right, it's all online now. The website address is www.newtownmagazine.org. And Newtown Magazine is all one word, and it's not case sensitive, so you can put capitals in or not, and it doesn't matter. If you go on there, and you can join and sign up and make comments and what have you. Can I give my email address out?
You can if you want to, yes.
And then if anybody wants to comment me, make suggestions or offers for help, that would be nice. My name is Caroline Shepherd, and my email address is Caroline Shep. That's Caroline with S-H-E-P on the end at gmail.com.
I should tell you before we close that Mark has suggested NewNet.
NewNet? NewNet. Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Caroline Shepherd, for
coming
in.
Thank you very much for having me.
And telling us about Newtown Magazine. Thanks very
much.
Great
pleasure. Thank you very much.